All right, I'm back at it. It's 2024, and hopefully everything is well with everybody out there. I know it's been a minute, just been kind of, you know, relaxing, trying to get my mind right. Like I said, it's 2024. But check this out. For 2024, man, you know, I want y'all to do something, and that is I want y'all to choose your battles wisely. I'm sure we all heard this before. But I think it's true that you have to choose your battles wisely, because you got to be selective about the arguments, problems, and confrontations that you decide to get involved with. And, you know, that means prioritizing what's worth fighting for and just stopping to think about the potential consequences of, engaging in conflict. Now, I'm saying all of this because this next video that I'm about to show y'all, it's going to have you asking yourself if this was necessary or was it worth it to kind of take things to that level. So yeah, I'm going to show y'all this video, and I think it's about 30 seconds, and then I'm going to just come back, you know, with my thoughts about everything. So yeah, let's check this one out.
A McDonald's employee is recovering after a fight at the restaurant. According to High Point Police, this happened at their location on South Main Street on Thursday. A manager in training called her husband, Dwayne Waden. She said that a coworker had disrespected her. Reports say that Waden put his hands around the cook's neck, pushing his head toward a deep fryer. Also says he punched the worker several times in the face. The victim was left with a large bruise on his forehead and right eye. A family member then took him to the hospital. After watching store video, Waden was charged with assault and battery.
All right, yeah. So you heard the story there, real short, you know. But Latoya Gladney, wife of Pastor Dwayne Waden, she was a manager in training at this McDonald's. She decided to call her husband up there because she thought other employees were disrespecting her. And so her husband came up there, and like you heard or saw in the video, he assaulted another employee. Here's the thing, you know, and this is why I say choose your battles wisely, because there are some people out there, you know, who are applauding what the pastor did. But to me, I think this is one of those things where it would have been better to kind of slow down a bit and think things out, you know, instead of blindly reacting. Now, I'm not saying that you can't stand up and defend your folks when they're in danger, you know, if they're, you know, being threatened physically or just being threatened verbally. But I don't think that this is one of those things where it would appear that she was facing any type of imminent danger, you know, because she did have time to pull out the phone and call her husband up there. And I mean, if she really felt the way she did, saying that she was being disrespected, you know, why not get a manager involved? And if that didn't work, then you take things higher. You know, these things are in place for a reason. And, you know, if the company won't do anything about it, then maybe get a lawyer. I don't know. And go after the company for maybe, I don't know, creating and maintaining a hostile work environment, you know, if that was the case. But for whatever reason, she decided to call her husband up there. And now she's out of a job and he ended up in jail. And since I'm talking about calling people up, listen, stop calling people up in order to use them as, you know, some kind of goon or intimidation tool. Like they're some kind of mob enforcer. Whenever you get into some kind of disagreement, or in this case, when you feel disrespected. With this situation, that's what this woman did. She used her husband as a goon, she used him as an intimidation tool in order to get even. And I don't know, maybe she thought somehow that would teach them a lesson. I mean, if you value their safety and well-being, don't put them in a situation or a position to where they may get injured or worse, because that could have happened. You know, that's a possibility that could have happened to the pastor. You know, he's running up there blindly, not really knowing what was going on, and just going up there because she made the call. and now he's in trouble. You know, so he's due back in court on January 22nd. And that employee who was assaulted probably would end up suing. Probably would end up suing the pastor. But this is what happens when you don't choose your battles wisely. You open yourself up to stuff like this. And who knows? This could have been bait to get her up out the door. I mean, she was training to be a manager, and you know how some of these places work. Maybe there was somebody behind the scenes who could have been upset that she got that position and, you know, wanted to get her out the way. And this was the perfect opportunity to do that. So understand that some people will say things to you that you may interpret as being disrespectful, which they may or may not be, but they'll do it in order to get a reaction out of you. Not saying that you can't confront them, you know, about it if it's truly a matter of disrespect, but you have to be selective in the way that you do it. You know, you don't call somebody up there, you know, to beat somebody up, you know, or somebody to, you know, get physical with, you know, whoever you having a problem with, and you don't get physical with them. So yeah, just learn to choose your battles wisely. Don't just react without thinking. And yeah, I mean, I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care, stay safe, think before you react. Peace, y'all.